You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Wow, I'll tell you what. I am wearing a new Bianchi for my Glock 23, and it feels really, really good. This is a really nice holster. You know, we talked a little bit about holsters over the past few weeks, and I just picked this thing up, and we'll talk about that later on in the broadcast, but it's really, really comfortable, so I thought you all might be as happy as me that my Glock 23 is just feeling all, yeah. Welcome to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, your host. Every single week, if you want to participate in the program tonight, please do so. This one is going to be exceptional. We'll talk about why in just a couple of minutes. My guest lineup is amazing. The show came together very well over the past few days, and some things were handed to us, and we're going to talk about them in detail, and I'll explain that in just a few minutes. If you're interested in participating in the program tonight, please feel free to do so. We are keeping a line open. We have one line open for call-ins for my guests tonight, Rob Pincus, Mike Janich, and the ever-popular George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the blog father himself will be here. I see all of them blinking, and we're going to get to them very quickly. I'm going to put the bonehead of the week off for, you know, sometime later in the broadcast. We'll pull that up maybe after the bottom of the hour, and I'll hold off on some emails because we have some very important things that we want to talk with you about tonight. So, participation, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, if you want to call in. You can also catch me, email mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or Twitter me, twitter.com/AARmark, and Sean is kind enough to monitor that Twitter for us tonight. A couple things. First things first, you are on the Armed American Radio Network, Glenwood Springs, Colorado, KGLN. Welcome to the Freedom Show, Armed American Radio. Your prescription for freedom has been filled. Welcome to the broadcast. It's a pleasure to be with you, I can assure you. Silt, Colorado, KNAM. You, too, are on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to the broadcast. A pleasure to be with you tonight. That's that puts us in Grand Junction, Glenwood Springs, Colorado, and Silt, Colorado today. So that's great news. Texas, we're knocking on your door. We're right around the corner. Stay tuned. We'll have an announcement on Texas here very, very soon. Michigan, number two. Stay tuned. We're knocking on your door again. I'll just give you a hint and say it's a pretty large city in Michigan. We're hoping to have some positive news there as well. Salt Lake City, Utah. You are coming the first weekend in January, the first broadcast of 2010 of Armed American Radio. And I'll tell you, that's a great one, KACP. It's great to be out there. We'll be talking to you in Provo, Utah, Salt Lake City metro area on the Freedom Network out there, Freedom 570. So that's wonderful news. We are on Facebook. Armed American Radio is on Facebook. Go ahead and jump in there and become a fan. Let's go right to my guest tonight. We have so much to talk about that I want to get right into it with these guys. My co-host for the full broadcast this evening, Mr. Rob Pincus, really needs no introduction. I'll just say that Rob is the nationally televised host, one of the nationally televised hosts of Best Defense, airing on the Outdoor Channel. They just wrapped up filming, I believe. We'll talk with him about that throughout the broadcast tonight. And Rob will be introducing his co-host, Mike Janich, martial arts and blade expert. Mike Janich will be coming in, and as will George Hill, the Mad Ogre. We'll be bringing George in here in just a little bit, but let's go ahead and give it up right now, shall we, for Mr. Rob Pincus from Best Defense TV. Rob Pincus, you are on the Armed American Radio Network, and I'm really looking forward to tonight's show, my friend.
Hey, Mark, how you doing? Great to be here. I appreciate you letting me stay on extra long tonight. It's going to be great.
Yeah, we have so much to cover tonight, Rob. You know, we talked about it, and we want the listener to hear this. This is going to be some really, really strong stuff, and we'll put some disclaimers out for some of the things we're going to run. And I guess now would be a really good time to introduce your co-host. I'll let you go ahead and take that one.
Yeah, you know, over the last, I guess, you know, especially over the last 2 years, but certainly over the last year and a half, 18 months, really intensely, I've gotten to know this guy really well, not just professionally, but, you know, you spend a lot of time together working on different projects like the Best Defense TV show and the Best Defense Survival. And Mike Janich is absolutely one of the highest integrity guys in the training industry, in the tactical industry, incredibly knowledgeable, incredibly experienced, and it's a pleasure to work with him, and I'm glad he's here with us.
Mike, you're on Armed American Radio.
Thanks. That's a great introduction. I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys back on. I guess I should say this up front, that I got a letter, received a letter last week, prior to last week's broadcast, and the letter was from a gentleman by the name of Doug Hobson. And Doug asked, you know, how about covering the topic of things that go bump in the night? And, you know, where home invasion, home, how do I defend my home? What's the way to do it? And, man, you guys immediately came to mind. I don't think there's anybody better, because I've watched you cover the stuff on Best Defense TV. And Rob, you said something today that you guys go into that really hardcore in the upcoming season.
We do. Starting on December 30th, the Outdoor Channel is going to roll out the new season of Best Defense. And it's going back to where we left off in the end of June, which is in personal defensive skills and home defense skills and defense in a public environment. And we start up the first two shows with the topic of home invasion. And then we're going to revisit it later in the series this year as well. And, you know, Mike Janich came up with this incredible concept when we started early in the season on really tailoring some of the firearm stuff that I'll be doing on the range directly to the home invasion issue, as well as covering the non-firearms options as we do in our scenarios.
Yeah, you guys have covered everything from the ballistics. You know, I've seen you guys cover and do some really good work with, you know, with the sheetrock, with the, you know, the AR-15, the 9mm, the 45, and what do you got, four or five of them set up? We're not talking about shooting at a jug of water here.
And well, what we do as far as the penetration stuff goes, like Rob said, we try to, the key word that we use this season is we call it training in context. So what you're really trying to do is to take the fundamental skills that you might practice when you go out to the square range and really put those into context as far as the realistic environment that you'd have to operate in. So when you look at shooting through sheetrock, you're looking at, you know, what is cover, what is concealment, what will stop bullets, what won't, what will clog a hollow point, what won't. And this season we go into that even deeper. We look at the idea of using bookshelves as a means of creating not only cover but also a solid backstop, and really trying to understand the ballistics of how firearms work in your home and in areas where you'd likely be able to operate.
Yeah, these are, you know, we're talking about potential, very violent potential encounters within your home. And, of course, everybody's home is laid out differently. Mine frightens me the way it's laid out. I have about 3,500 square feet, two stories, and I really don't like the layout of my home in the event that that something like that were to ever happen. And one of the memorable episodes that I saw with you guys, Mike, and you covered it so well, was the woman at home behind the bed, how she handled it, and then how to do it better. Now, of course, that's the mantra of the show, the best defense, and it was really, boy, does it play into, and you guys have heard the tapes we're going to run tonight.
Yes.
They're vicious, they're brutal, and they're real, and we're going to get to those in the second segment, because the first tape that that we want to talk about, Rob, I guess, you know, you've heard them, and when we play them, I want to give a couple disclaimers about them, because, you know, the first one I should say that we'll run when we come back from the first break in a few minutes is an unarmed victim in her home in Colorado, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
And it originally ran on Court TV, and we have the audio for that, and it is a very, very powerful and very real event, and I want the listener to hear, you know, the escalation and the fear as the event unfolds. And any comment on that before we go into that later? Because I really want to set this up properly.
Yeah, you know, I think that there are so many great lessons from that one clip, you know, and I've listened to it twice now today, just in wanting to process everything that went on, knowing that people are going to hear this, and then, of course, they'll be able to review it when this goes online as a file they can listen to over and over again, share it with other people. There's so many powerful, powerful lessons to be learned even before anything bad happens. And of course, the as you said, the disclaimer, making sure that, you know, people understand that there is going to be some graphic auditory, you know, sharing going on of what's actually happening during an attack. And I think that if you needed to be pushed over the edge to actually get a plan in place, that audio certainly is going to do it.
Yeah, this one will raise the hair on your arms. Mike, any comments on that? You've heard it, too, before we bring in George Hill, the Mad Ogre. I want to set this up properly. What are your thoughts as we bring George in a couple minutes and head into this tape?
As Rob said, what this is the reality. I mean, this is what really should force you to think about what your plan is, what your options are and what you've put in place to keep yourself and your family safe. And a lot of people, they think, you know, well, I'll get to it, or, you know, I've kind of got something figured out, but they really don't have a solid plan. And something like this, when you hear, you know, how gritty this really is and how compelling it really is, it should make you want to take some tangible steps to keep yourself safe.
Well, I'll tell you, it makes you think. There's no question about that. It did me. And, you know, we've got just about probably 10 or 15 seconds before we head into the first break. So we'll start hearing some music here in the background. And what we'll do, and there it is, we'll bring George Hill in right after the break. We'll introduce George, and then we'll go right to that tape. I'll give a disclaimer first, and then we'll discuss it. So you are on the Armed American Radio Network. Stick around with us, myself, Mark Walters, Rob Pincus, Mike Janich, and we're bringing in George Hill right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then.com.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. We're glad you're with us tonight. A powerful segment this is definitely going to be. Before we get into it and before I introduce George, I want to make this note. Lessons from Armed America, my book co-written with Kathy Jackson, foreword by Masad Ayoub. I understand Amazon, if you look on Amazon.com today, they're showing it for $998, although that would be a beautiful thing. That is a mistake. So unfortunately, we'll have to wait and find out. You can pick it up at any other major retail outlet. We don't know why that's happening. Apparently, there's some kind of computer glitch. I would like to go ahead and introduce right now George Hill, the Mad Ogre. And when we get him in, George, are you with us? I see you've been dropping in and off. You got some technical problems out there?
For some reason, the phone keeps disconnecting. I don't know why. So if I get disconnected again, I'll try to call back as soon as possible. Mark, always a pleasure and a privilege to be on the air with you guys. Rod Pincus, long time, no talk. How you doing, guys?
Great to hear from you, George. I was thinking today when Mark said you could be on the show, I think we've known each other for probably going on, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years now.
All the way back to the early days of the firingline.com.
That's right, one of the first of the modern online firearms discussion forums. And it's always a pleasure to have you around, George. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rob.
I'll tell you what, guys. Let's do this because of a time issue here. And let's set this up. George, you were able to hear us at the beginning. You've heard the clip. I want to give a disclaimer here. I think if you have kids in the room, it might not be a good idea for them to listen to this. This is the reality of a home invasion caught on 911. This is an unarmed home invasion. And I should stipulate that the young lady in the tape is okay. And the perpetrator was caught at the scene and is currently serving a 28-year sentence for assault. And the tape is very real, and it'll raise the hair on your arms. But, Sean, let's go ahead and run this segment, okay?
911, where is your emergency?
Where are they?
Somebody in the house now.
Ma'am?
Ma'am?
inside the house.
Okay, good and clear.
Charlie, what's wrong? Okay, Lynn, our pizza's in the kitchen.
Baker 3. Baker 5-3 and Charlie 5-2, we're on our way down there.
Attention all officers, Channel 1's on emergency traffic. Emergency traffic only.
All right, Sean, let's go ahead and stop that real quick. Okay, Rob, that is unbelievable stuff. And
you know, it gets worse from there. But I think the message is pretty clear that people need to have a plan. You know, there's a lot going on there that sounds like it's lasting forever, you know, and 2 or 3 minutes. But that 2 or 3 minutes where you hear a lot of things, you know, you hear the woman set herself up as a victim. You know, she said she couldn't move, and then she said she used a walker, and, you know, she's on the phone. She's been told all her life that having big dogs and calling the police is going to save her. And yeah, obviously that wasn't enough.
Mike, what got me on that, and I've listened to it repeatedly. We edited out a lot of the screaming. It just, you know, I should say that she is okay. You know, a lot of that was fear. She was scared to death, obviously. She survived the attack, and the gentleman was caught and is doing 28 years of hard time. However, Mike, Rob's right. There's a lot going on in there, and I think if you listen to, I go back to that episode that I watched with you on Best Defense, and you set up something very, very similar to that.
What it comes down to really is that you have to consider your situation. You know, one of the elements of feedback we got from the Best Defense in season one, you know, we talked about how to set up a safe room. We talked about all the different things that you can do to keep yourself safer. And we got feedback from people that said, well, I don't necessarily have a dedicated safe room, or I can't do that. The problem is you have to do something. So what she should have done in this situation in general terms is you look at a situation where your mobility is limited. You're not in a typical reactive state of mind or a situation where you say, okay, fine, I can run up to this room and do this. I can do this. If something happened, what are my options? You hear the dogs barking in the background. If you're using the dog for protection, the dog should be with you. You really, you know, what it comes down to is considering your situation and doing tangible things to keep yourself safe.
You notice, George, bring you in. I see you're still here. Good.
Yeah.
You notice the fear factor here. You notice that her conversation starts with the operators, very calm, cool, collected. We've got 30 seconds, and when we come back from the break, we'll go into a little bit more detail and play the tail end of that because her comments are very telling. She makes some comments about what occurred to her. But the fear elevation as this progressed, not just in her, but also the 911 operators and the urgency and the officers responding, right?
Well, the fear you can hear turns into sheer panic. And we also hear that she said she moved from the couch into the kitchen. A butcher knife would be a good thing that she could have grabbed. But I'm not going to armchair quarterback that right now. But
no, she survived it. And that's the key. She survived it. And thank God the police got there when they did. That's an unarmed victim in a 911 tape. When we come back, we'll talk about it and play the end. We'll be right back with Rob, Mike, and George after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary. Not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Annie Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Okay, welcome back to Armed American Radio. Mark Walters here with Rob Pincus, co-hosting for the full show tonight. Guest Mike Janich and the ever-popular George Hill, the blog father himself. Welcome back to the broadcast. Gentlemen, I want to finish where we left off before the break and play the last approximately 50 seconds of her discussion about what happened to her, because, guys, I think it says it all. Sean, let's go ahead and run the last 50 seconds or so.
It finally took five deputy sheriffs to get this guy down and to put the cuffs on him, and his wrists barely fit the handcuffs because this guy was so big and huge.
I've never been so relieved and so happy and just so scared, and just I was in shock. I was in complete shock. I mean, you start going through a lot of things in your head. You don't know why it's happening to you. You don't know why he picked you. You don't know why he was after you.
Attention officers, channel 1 resumes normal traffic. Normal traffic.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Rob, Mike, George, I think her last comment said it all, didn't it? You don't know why she was picked. She doesn't know to this day why she was picked, why he picked you, why he did what he did. She'll never get the answers to that, will she?
And really, no, and you know, the answer is that the why doesn't matter. And
doesn't.
That's one of the biggest things that people need to accept when it comes to any kind of personal protection. We spend so much time trying to rationalize why something is happening that we end up staying in denial for far too long. What you need to do is to get past that, accept the fact that it is happening, and then do something about it. You may never know what the why is.
Rob, you want to jump in there?
They're just so right. I mean, the magic word on the procrastination and on the reason that people don't have plans is the word that Mike used, and it's rationalize. And let's think about what that word means. The reason we need to rationalize something is because it's not rational. And it's not rational to worry about why or to try to profile your lifestyle and decide, well, I'm not in danger, or I'm not going to be a threat, or someone's not going to be a threat to me, I'm not under threat. The reality is we know far too well that anybody can be a victim. And having simple steps in your mind of what's going to prompt a certain action, as George noted, what's going to prompt me to get something in my hands I can defend myself with? What's going to prompt me to lock myself in a room with the dogs? What's going to prompt me to call 911? Or, you know, I think all of us would agree, what's going to prompt us to get that to that quick access safe and put a loaded firearm in our hands and be prepared to defend ourselves?
Yeah, that's hair-raising stuff to listen to. Very difficult to listen to, but also very real, and it's life-saving information. So if you listen to that tonight, it's disturbing, but it's very real. Get yourself in that mindset, like Mike said, and what a great description of rationalization. It's right on the money. George?
Well, this situation was also unusual. It was said that this person was drunk. She could smell the odor of an alcoholic beverage on his breath, she mentioned earlier. She had dogs, big dogs outside. She had dogs inside. The outside doors were locked, and this guy wasn't following the normal burglary home invasion rules. You know, this house was not an easy target, but he persisted. Why he did is, of course, unimportant, as was mentioned, but this guy was determined, and we're just lucky that, and she's very lucky that, this person was not determined to kill this woman first. He had other intentions first. And I don't know if it was mentioned before, but she was sexually assaulted, and the cops were then able to get him off of her. It took five deputies, they said. As big as this guy is and as determined as this guy was, I don't think that he would have been so determined after catching a couple of loads of double-aught buckshot. What do you guys think?
I don't think so. In fact, I don't take a look at the time here, because the second clip that we're going to talk about tonight is one that is the opposite. It's an armed victim, and it happened this past week, last Friday, actually, and CNN ran the report. I want to credit the other audio. That was actually on Court TV, believe it or not, before it was True TV. And just from the essence of time, we edited some of that out where they were describing, you know, more in detail the actual crimes that he was charged with. But you're right, he was charged with sexual assault. And thank God that the police arrived when they did in that six and a half minute span, before she was very severely hurt, worse than she was. And the next one is the result of an armed victim in the house, and we've got about 4 minutes, and I think it's about a two-minute tape. Let's go ahead and run that one, Sean, the Oklahoma.
I don't know. They need to hurry. He's going to break this thing open. And if he does, I'll have to kill him, ma'am. I don't want to kill him.
This is the 911 call Donna Jackson made after midnight as this man, Billy Riley, tried to break into her rural home. As the 57-year-old tried to stay calm and collected, on the other line, a team of dispatchers were sending help her way.
She pleaded and begged, you know, she said, I don't want to have to shoot him, I don't.
Can you understand what he's saying at all? Boy, he's crazy.
For nearly 10 minutes, Billy Riley continued banging at the door and yelling profanities, threatening the woman.
I could hear him banging the doors and, you know, yelling at her, and I was scared, you know, for her.
Listen carefully as you can hear the intruder smash the windows, first with a chair and a second time with a patio table.
Ma'am? Hurry. Dear God, hurry.
Okay.
Not yet. Hurry.
Can you... Oh, my God.
That's when the gunshot was fired, killing him.
I shot him going out front. I hit him.
I shot him.
God, help me. Oh, please, dear God, I think I've killed him. Please, Father in Heaven.
Okay, Sean, we're good with that one. Now, what we see here is a completely different result. And this tape, this was run on CNN and across the country. over the last several days and commented on a variety of shows, you know, newscasts all over the country on probably every major network, and debated. You know, she lived in a rural area, and I heard some folks, Rob, this was wild. Actually, it was on Fox TV on Red Eye, middle of the night one night, and it was Patty Ann Brown, one of the Fox anchors, who said she should have just left. Why didn't she just run out the back door? He was coming in the front or the back. She could have gone out the front and maybe taken the gun with her.
Well, you know, here, the thing is that when we hear that one, now that we didn't hear the buildup there, but what is very clear is that prior to that call, that woman had a plan. She had certain things set in her mind that when they happened, she was going to take certain actions. She didn't want to shoot anybody. You know, we all heard to death the guy in Texas last year who sounded almost like he wanted to shoot someone on the phone. You know, I'm going to shoot these guys. I'm going to shoot these guys. She didn't want to shoot someone. And you know, the one, you know, we can listen to what she did and know that she needed to defend herself, and she was prepared to do it. And that's what we're trying to get across to people. You need to be prepared, and you need to think about it ahead of time, and then you need to execute your plan when it's time to execute.
Yeah, Mike, I don't know where she was placed in the home. As my understanding, he was coming in a patio door and had picked up a patio chair and thrown it at the door, was unable, unsuccessful to get in the door, and then reverted to taking the patio table and shoving it through the door, at which point he did gain entry, and that's when she fired. Now, in my mind, she doesn't have to run away from her home. Am I wrong?
I think you're exactly right. I mean, to have a plan that would include getting out of the house is not a bad idea, but you have to, as part of that plan, have someplace safe to get to. So if you're in an urban area and you've worked out a plan with your neighbors where if you come, you know, banging on the door, maybe you have a keyword or something like that where they know that it's you, they're going to let you in, and you've got a safe haven immediately next door, that's great. If she's in a rural area, running outside the house and giving up the only security that she had would be ludicrous. So she's better to hunker down. You know, she did the right thing. She called 911. She was prepared to use a firearm. And when he violated the security of the house, the physical security of the house was no longer a tangible barrier to keep her safe. She was forced to defend herself, and she did. And I'm certainly glad that it worked out the way that it did.
Yeah, and, you know, interesting, we didn't hear all of the 911 operators talking on that. We cut it a little short for the essence of time. But the 911 operators told her that they did get from authority, the sheriff, that she was justified in using force if necessary before the deputies arrived, and they were about 20 minutes out because of where she was located. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion, and we'll talk about something that happened in my old neighborhood this week right here on Armed American Radio. See you in a few minutes.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, your host every week, and I'm joined this week by Rob Pincus and Mike Janich, two of the nation's foremost personal and self-defense experts. And believe me, these guys know what they're talking about. And if you have been listening to us for the first hour, you heard two very brutal tapes, very difficult to listen to, but reality. And this happens everywhere across this country of 300 million people every single day. And, you know, preparation is the key. We talk about it week after week after week. Before we get started again, if you want to join the broadcast, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org or twitter.com/AARmark. And when I left, guys, I believe we've lost George again. He had a couple feet of snow out there in Utah. It might be wreaking havoc out there at Ogre Ranch with his ability to stay on the phones. But before we go any farther, I had mentioned coming into the last break that I wanted to tell you what happened in my neighborhood in Florida. I'll go to my neighborhood in Tampa, Florida. A friend of mine contacted me to let me know, hey, you need to Google this up and check out what happened on your street in Tampa, Florida, Highwoods Preserve in New Tampa, Florida. Just this past week, a gentleman was arrested for three attempted abductions, two of them at the corner of my old street on Stockton Way in Tampa, Florida, at Highwoods Preserve, and by all means, a very nice area of town. And not something you'd, Mike, quote-unquote, expect to happen in your neighborhood. And both of the ladies were jogging and got away, and it was three doors down from my old house, and by all counts, a nice area. You know, it happens everywhere.
It does. I mean, that's, again, one of the main things that people need to think about. You know, we're not talking about, you know, being paranoid. It's simply accepting the fact that crime can happen anywhere, and that you are a potential victim of crime. And if you accept that, if you embrace that, and you do something to prepare for it without going overboard, without being paranoid, but doing reasonable, rational things, just like any other precaution you might take to keep yourself safe. It becomes part of your lifestyle. It becomes something you do on a regular basis, and you truly are safer.
Agreed. Rob, is there a rule of home defense to answer the original? And I want to thank Doug Hobson for sending in that question, and because it really makes for a great program because we all think about it. Is there a general solid rule of home defense? Forget the layout of the home. Should I have a gun in the kitchen? Should I have one upstairs? Is there anything?
I think the magic rule is, again, to have a plan. I can't tell somebody whether or not they should have a gun. I certainly can't tell them where they should have a gun in their house. But I know they have to have a plan. I know they have to think about where the areas are that a bad guy could come into the house if they wanted to do them harm. We don't care why, as we talked about earlier. If someone's going to come into your house, what door are they going to use? Where do you spend time in your house? Are you in the kitchen? Are you on the couch watching TV? Are you in a home office? Obviously, at night, where's the bedroom? Where are the kids? Where are the entranceways? What are you going to do? Obviously, a firearm can play into that. A taser can play into that. Your dogs can play into that. Your alarm system. The key here, I think that after we get past that, the one thing I think people really need to focus on, if they aren't sure, because for us, and I'm sure the overwhelming majority of people who are watching, they're listening into the program tonight, they've already made the decision they want to defend themselves. For the people that aren't sure, for the people that don't know, I think it's important to talk about the should versus could question. And it's such an important question when it comes to personal defense and especially home defense. And this we got into a little bit before the last break, this idea of, well, she should have run away. I agree with what Mike Janich said. The idea of leaving the house is ludicrous, especially in a rural area. As much as I like the Red Eye show and I like Fox News, it seems like on that one they missed the mark. The idea that you're going to run out of the house and hope that the bad guy doesn't catch you, hope that he doesn't have friends, hope that it's not slippery and you fall down, whatever, is ludicrous. But the idea that maybe she should have locked herself in a bedroom instead of standing next to a big glass patio door, I'd agree with that. You know, now I don't know if maybe that was the only phone in the house or what the other circumstances were, but I'll tell you that we advise our students that come through the home defense classes to get to that bedroom, to get to that closet, to get your family members together, to close the door, lock the door, do whatever you can to make it so that you don't need to defend yourself. And that means that you're not dealing with could you have shot the person, could you justify it based on the laws or based on whatever objective third-party opinion is out there, but did you really need to? Should you defend yourself at any given moment? And that's the ultimate question.
And that's why you're on Armed American Radio, because that answer, I'm visualizing your programs while you're talking to me, and I'm seeing what you guys do on the air, Mike, and I'm seeing, you know, the guy breaking in the house and the woman in the back bedroom and going behind the bed and picking up the phone and having a firearm strategically placed in a drawer. And then I'm seeing you come in and say, that was great. She did everything good, but she could have done better. Here's the best defense. And you put more barricades, like you just said, between yourself and the potential attacker. And that's, I think, again, is the key. Like you just said, get as many things in front of you, between the two of you, as you can, and allow that time. So, you know, it's powerful, very powerful stuff. I got an email here that's pretty funny I want to read that came in. This came in from Jim. It says, I saw and heard the first time it hit the news, referring to the Oklahoma tape we ran. Sad thing is that the reporter was not sure if this lady was not going to be charged or not. I thought of you as soon as I heard the story. Believe me, she was in the middle of nowhere farmhouse. That should be emphasized. Stupid to run. Patty Ann is hot, but no security expert. Don't we run the risk now of, you know, what's she going to do? She's going to run where? Across her 15 acres and be chased down, and now she's got a shotgun in her hand? Now this is going to turn out, or the potential for this to turn out much worse happens.
Again, when we talk about having a plan, what that means is thinking about your situation. On The Best Defense, we try to illustrate concepts. We try to give people basic things that they can do and then illustrate those with a compelling scenario. But what it really comes down to, like when you look at these scenarios here, you figure what is the actual police response time? How much time do you have? How effective was the physical barrier that kept the person out? You start taking all those things into consideration. And let's say that, you know, for whatever reason, you choose not to arm yourself with a firearm. What you need to understand is that the physical barriers of your home need to be adequate enough to be able to keep somebody out, or at least away from you, until the police can respond. So make your investment in physical security, in an alarm system, in a reinforced door, in reinforced windows, in a safe room. That becomes your plan, but it's a well-conceived plan based on the actual situation you face, the response time of the police, and the barriers that you can put up to protect yourself.
Let's make this point, too, that those are all part of the same plan. Let's not look at that independently. The alarm, in and of itself, should not be your only source of defense.
Exactly right. One of the analogies we use a lot is we talk about self-defense or personal defense in any context, whether you're out on the street or in your home. It's like peeling away layers of an onion. By the time somebody gets down to the core of that thing, they should have gone through layer after layer after layer of your defenses because it should be set up exactly that way. You shouldn't be relying on just the alarm system. You shouldn't be relying on just a safe room or just the lock on the front door. You really need to take a look at all the things that you can do to keep yourself safe. And again, because of who we are and the radio show we're on, we think that final layer of defense is if you're hunkered down and somebody chooses to go through all those layers and still try to attack you, at that point you ought to have a firearm and have the capability and the skill to be able to use it to defend yourself.
Yeah, that could be what you just said. We could do a whole other program on those layers of defense. Believe me, you do. In fact, let's talk about that before the end of the first hour here. Guys, tell us about what's coming up. What are we going to see on the Outdoor Channel in a couple weeks?
When the show premieres, as I said, we start with home defense. Everyone's sitting in their home watching the show, and I think it's a natural place to start. One of the legitimate concerns we had expressed after last year's shows on home defense was, but my home doesn't look like that. And we really went out of the way. And like I said, Mike Janis came up with a great way of doing it, a way of illustrating this idea of training in context. We came up with the idea of espousing concepts and principles, and it's so much more important to understand a principle than it is, a standard operating procedure, or for someone to understand what led me to my plan. And we actually used my home. We used my home in Virginia Beach for some of the settings and showed, okay, this is my plan. And maybe I'll get to execute that in the way I choreographed it, or maybe not, but it's an educated plan made based on some realities about where I keep firearms and where the doors are and things like that. And what we want people to do is now apply those principles and concepts to their home. And that's the way we start the season, and Mike can take it from there.
Exactly right. One of the things, again, can't emphasize it enough, we actually listened to the feedback we've gotten from our viewers from the first season. Great feedback, but one of the most common things we got was, my home doesn't look like that. And we really wanted people to understand that what they need to do is to look at their specific situation. If it's not practical, if you're an apartment dweller, for example, the idea of building a safe room may not be something that you can do. So what you do is you look at your situation, you put your training and your skills into context based on that specific situation. And that's really what we're going to emphasize in season two.
Great points, both of you. Mike, can you stick around into the second hour with us?
Yes, I can.
Beautiful, because what I'd like to do is talk with you a little bit in detail about some of your expertise in some of that, I say, unarmed, because we're all armed with our own wits and our strength, and we can talk about some of those strong arm deals that we saw go down in Tampa. And Rob, you said something about a home invasion in Virginia Beach. When we come back, we're going to go a little bit deeper into some of those individual defense scenarios and what you can do. We've got about 10 seconds here coming up before we head into hour number two. Thanks for sticking with us. Don't change the dial. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.